Skankfest New Orleans is happening November 14th through 16th. Get your tickets right now. There's only individual day passes left. All access is sold out. VIP is sold out. Do not miss out on the biggest Skankfest we've ever had.
What are those dates again?
November 14th through 16th.
Shit, I've got something. I'll try my best to be there. What tickets are left?
Single day passes.
Oh, only single day passes.
I'll come Sunday.
Yeah, I'll swing through if I can. Look, I mean, like, you know, the plans aren't in stone, but they're pretty fun plans.
So. Marilyn Manson live twice.
Marilyn Manson, back to back, same day. Skankfest is everyone's yearly party that you know to come to see all your favorite comics in the world and get to hang out, take pictures. It's a fan fest.
It is the largest lineup we've ever had. Favorites like Tim Dillon, Shane Gillis, Nick Mullen, Joe Liss, Robert Kelly, Sam Hyde, and obviously the Legion of Skanks, and many, many more. Over 150 comedians, 6 stages, 3 full days of comedy, fighting, music, and everything else you love about Skankfest. Go to skankfest.com right now and grab your single day passes.
Hey guys, do you love merch?
Come on. Well, you didn't give me any more information than merch.
True.
Well,
you did just say merch.
Do you guys love merch? It's a crazy thing to ask the fans.
Hey, do you guys bash for merch?
Hey, I'm talking to a bunch of merch heads here, right?
Legion of Skanks is back, everybody, with merch. Bigger and better than ever.
We got t-shirts, we got hoodies, coming soon, hats, a bunch of brand new designs, and new designs coming out all the time. All you got to do if you want to join the Skank Revolution is go to skanksmerch.com.
Merch!
Merch!
So much merch!
You guys want merch!
The revolution will be fought with merch.
What's going on, Skanks fans? If you want to be a part of the live studio audience, you can come every Monday night to The Stand in New York City and watch us tape live.
That's every single Monday except for the ones we're not doing it.
For the most part, we're there. So get your tickets now.
A good 70% of the time we're there.
A good 65% of the time we're there.
Numbers may not be exact.
It's a very fun show. Come be a part of the fucking chaos every single week at The Stand Comedy Club, Monday nights. Get your tickets right now at thestandnyc.com.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast. It's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quick hit the fingerless glove, don't get hit. Break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. Ain't natural born killers, Legion of Skanks.
Welcome to the club.
Rolling with the homies.
Coolio.
Dave, what is that from? Rolling with the homies. Come on.
It's a Coolio song, but it's from, what's it called? It's from the movie with Alicia Silverstone, which.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so funny.
But who was the person?
Bridget.
Yeah. No, Brittany Murphy.
Not Bridget.
Brittany Murphy from 8 Mile. Yeah, I know.
But Dave, you did great. That was a great.
I should have remembered. What's it called again? What's the name of the movie? I can't remember. I should have remembered.
Clueless.
Yes, I did know that. I saw the movie.
Well, we've talked about this a few times on the show. Is that it's from a time where you saw every movie, especially a movie like that. So it's like,
oh yeah, Joey, if you go back,
with references, Jay, but like we could probably reference every movie from like 95 to 2001.
Oh, yeah. No, look, Jay still from that time period. Jay is still like you might be an 80%, and he's a 99%. But back then, yeah, I could hang with like, yeah, we used to go see.
No,
movies
I think of
and shit.
I think that's of 100% of the movies. I could just start naming top of my head things I would have never seen if you weren't just supposed to see them. Lord of the Rings, Patch Adams, Good Will Hunting, probably until I was older. You know what I mean? There's so, especially that, like things you would have seen older, but never as a kid, but you just saw it all.
I saw The Bone Collector, Skeleton Key, whatever the word was where. Catherine Zeta-Jones went through the red wires or the red lights.
Entrapment. Yeah, yep. Entrapment.
Would have never seen Entrapment if it came out today.
Dude, it used to.
I saw The Rock. Like, I saw every disaster movie.
Oh yeah. When you would come out, there would be like when you'd see a trailer, like a commercial on TV. If there was like Copland is coming out and fucking De Niro and Sylvester Stallone made a movie, you're like, well, we're seeing. If Sylvester Stallone and De Niro made a movie together, then we're going to see that movie. If Sean Connery made a new movie, then we're going to see the Sean Connery movie. I don't know.
It's just children. I'd be nine. I was like, well, I'm going to see a Sean Connery movie this week.
You're like, why?
How I'm not
this guy relate to us in any way?
Like, hey, me and my group of friends are going to go see Finding Forrester. Like, what? Searching for Bobby Fischer.
I love Searching. I just told James about Searching for Bobby Fischer because he's getting into chess now. And I think we should watch Searching for Bobby Fischer because as a kid, when I was his age, one of my favorite movies, and as I think back about how crazy that is, that I should have never even watched that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's nuts. It's nuts. But it's also everything. Like.
But I'm not even talking about movies. Again, you could always talk about the ones that, because everyone did that for a while. So you saw a zillion movies with your family. Makes sense. Yeah. Just on your own choice or with friends, the things that I went to see that I would never even put on now.
Yeah. Well, you know what a lot of it is to me too, Jay, is like, well, I remember you had that story for whatever reason. I don't even remember the details of the story. It's one of yours. But the part that really resonated with me was it was something like, I think you got sent to your room. And then you would like lay outside the door of your room.
Oh no, I'd lay
a little bit of TV.
Yeah, I'd lay on the floor and look through the crack of my door, and look at the TV down the hall.
Yeah, like if you could like see a little TV, like I remember there was just something about like something being on was just even if like the adults just had some adult movie that you couldn't even really follow when you were like a young kid, you were like, movie's on. Okay. Oh, watch a movie.
It's better than being alone with monsters in my room.
Dude, the level of entitlement that my kids, I remember last year I was on vacation with them and we're in this hotel room. At one point, it was like 7 a.m. and we were going to go out to breakfast at like 8:30. But I was like, I'll run to the coffee shop and get him like a couple muffins or whatever. Just like killing time in the room. And I was like, let me put the hotel TV on. And I found like a Nickelodeon. It was like SpongeBob SquarePants was on or something. I was like, here, you guys want to watch SpongeBob? And it's not a show they watch. And they just immediately, both of them are like, no. And my daughter goes, I want to watch Frozen. I was like, it doesn't work. Like you could just pick what you want to watch. Like I was like explaining TV to them. And then the first commercial that came on, they were both like, what is going on in this world? Like, and you're like, oh, you're so used to just the idea being like, at the snap of your fingers, you can watch whatever you want to watch. We grew up where like something was on that was exciting. Like
me and my sister invented the commercial game, which I believe we invented it. I've never heard anybody else playing this game. Jay, this could be a podcast for us in the future, but it's when commercials would come on, whoever yelled out the product being advertised first got a point.
It's a solid 90s game.
Solid 90s game, dude. We used to get so excited when the commercials would come on. Then we'd get excited when the show would come back on. So it was just, I remember when I was a kid, I would.
Overstimulation.
Was this something that anybody else did? Dave, you had an older sister, so I wonder if you relate to this at all. But if we breakfast cereal, we would, like, she'd be sitting across from me, and we'd turn the box and read the box to kind of, like, distract ourselves. So there, it'd be like, you'd be on the ingredient side, you're like, this is fucking boring, right? And then you get to the back of it, and there'd be, like, usually, like, some fun stuff on the back. You're like, oh, this
you turn it again. Sucks so much.
And it's just a fucking barcode. You're just staring at a
barcode. Lewis, be careful. Lewis, when you're moving a lot, you're cutting out completely.
Oh, am I?
Oh, I. You know,
my voice.
They told me my signal was bad. I just assumed that was on my end. But yeah, Dave,
Dave gets a little choppy, but not or like looking, like, but he sounds good. But your whole thing was cutting out, Lewis.
I'm sorry. Well, what are you gonna do? I'm very animated. It's part.
It is a
herky jerky.
Now that shit though is a weird thing. Someone smarter than me could probably like explain it better, but there is something where I feel bad that my kids don't have that, like whatever that is. The it's something about like
same thing with radio too and TV. They're never going to be exposed to a lot of new things that they don't seek out because it's not just falling it doesn't fall in your lap anymore.
But what I mean
Having the algorithms sort of changed that. So you're like, it used to be they used to pick and choose what we see, right? It used to be networks. Now it's just YouTube. They design the algorithm for whatever way they want. They can push whatever they want.
Saying, like, well, you don't happen upon new music.
No, but there's, I mean, just like there's something about what I feel bad with for my kids more is that there's something about like, there's something about like dealing with boredom and then having to be creative with it and then having to find your own thing that when it's all just handed to you, it's kind of robbing you the ability to be creative and find your, you know, if you're just at a bus stop and you just have to wait for the bus, there's nothing else. It's not like, oh, immediately I have like all the stimulation and access to anything right in my hand. You just have to wait. And
well,
like,
remember
there is something
Yorker, like you, because we have the cell phones, we have the iPad, and I don't know if this is the case anymore, but remember for when you, when like smartphones first came out, if you were on the subway, you would stop working down there. You kind of like lose your mind. I think they probably made the signals better and shit in the subway systems.
I'm sure.
But I think they have. Yeah.
Yeah, like you bet, like just not that long ago, and even when you were sort of used to it, and you know the technology did start like kind of like shaping your life and your existence. You're constantly scrolling. We still had to deal with that in New York of like just being phoneless, and you're like, we did that on Shiprock 1 year too. Remember that there was no signal on the boat, and it was just like it was beautiful, dude. We left our phones in the rooms. We would go out and try to fuck old ladies.
But it really was no, those moments where you could put your phone away is pretty It's pretty, I mean, Ari does it so much, man, but it really is. But you're right. There is no more creativity, imagination. It's all.
Well,
right.
Even
it's
just like, something like.
You don't even have to. The phones are now. You don't even have to stop watching TV. Like you could log into your cable and watch your TV. Like if you want.
I remember when I was a kid, a big thing like Walkmen were still really big because like. Discman had come out and they were better, but a Discman was really great if you were just standing still in your room listening to music.
Well,
but if you wanted to like
Discman,
go somewhere,
if you breathed too hard in the direction of your Discman, it would skip.
Even after a few years of it, it was like if you were doing anything, like it would run through batteries really quickly. It would be a problem. It was big. You'd have to like bring other CDs. But what we used to all do was record songs off the radio on a cassette tape. Yeah. Like if there was a new hit that you wanted to have, you had to record, and you would get terrible quality, but you had to sit there waiting on the radio for the song you wanted to come
terrible,
and like you just had to work for it a little bit. It was
terrible quality,
like,
terrible quality, and super low speakers. You like you know the headphones then were like shitty.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it was terrible. But we loved it. But
my level of technology went, and I know Jay will relate to this. So we went from recording songs, like just hitting record, like every cassette tape had a record section, right? Or every radio or, you know, like
boombox or whatever, yeah.
Stereo, whatever, right? So you could record. When it went over to CDs, I never caught up with technology enough to know how to burn my own CDs. So
it was a bit of a process.
I've never burnt a CD. Like
that's so funny. Now it is interesting because like, you know, I'm so bad at technology with stuff that like, that was one of the, when that came out though, that technology came out, I got to that quick. Cause that was a big deal to me particularly. Cause I was like, you know, robbing a fucking CD store to make CDs.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I was like working, so I like take them home. Like I'd make my like mixed tapes off of that shit. So when it came out, you could just like download those songs. I mean, I would have like 300 songs in a row going, taking 4 days to download each.
But you're right. Technology slowly, in a weird way, technology like improved critical thinking for a little while, and then it very quickly just kind of makes people dumb. So like for really smart people, technology like actually makes them fucking create. So the same thing with AI that's going on, right? It's like for people that use AI the right way, creative types, you can create so much, you move so quickly, right? But 90% of people or 99% of people use AI to do all of the thinking for them as opposed to using it as a tool to help you think faster and bigger.
Well, I don't know about AI because I just don't know. I don't use it. But I would, for me, I don't even think it's an either or. Like, I think technology has made me smarter and dumber. Like, both are true in their own way. Like, there's a lot of shit I've learned that I wouldn't have learned if it wasn't for the technology. But there's also just
If the internet didn't exist, you would not be a leading political commentator. If it took you to the library, you would be just a pothead on a stoop right now.
That would have been enough. I'm out. I don't know because I did used to, when I first got real obsessed with this shit, I used to go to Barnes and Nobles in Brooklyn and I used to just stay there all day and read because I couldn't afford to buy the books, but they would let you just sit there and read whatever you wanted to. So that's there might have been a time when I would have gotten into
stealing knowledge.
No, they allowed it. Oh yeah, I mean, I guess, but so maybe I would have gone a little bit to the library, but I would never have become what I became without it being all right available to me and being able to, you know.
Can I say something cool that's going on right now that I just read? YouTube is no longer monetizing AI content, like strictly AI content. So if you like create, like, you know, the AI voice being like, look at what, and then it's just like clips that AI generated, they won't allow you to monetize that. They're only actually monetizing real creators.
Really?
That
like,
is cool.
That's actually fucking great. Because what was going on was there'd be like people that really understand AI, they just, you know, they do clip farming and they like take other clips. They do like, and you can literally, if I wanted to create a children's channel right now that was just simply satisfying, like balloons popping and shit, right? I can create a thousand videos. Literally nobody owns them. You know what I'm saying? And just literally put together a channel that's geared towards children, monetize it and try to hit that algorithm. And that's what's going on right now is people are doing that, which I think is actually brilliant in its own right. But YouTube's like, no, we're actually just going to pay real creators, which is actually pretty cool of YouTube.
Yeah, smart move also, I think, long-term for them. I mean, unless the machines rise up and kill the YouTube people.
Well, you don't want to have a fucking – you don't want to have most of your content being AI-generated. It's not real people anymore. YouTube is supposed to be the idea is like creators create. And I'm not saying that AI doesn't help creators create, but it is just fucking lazy. Like the producers could, instead of choosing clips every week, they can take every episode and type it into an AI program and say, give me 100 clips. Simple as that. Give me all the hashtags. Give me the titles that would be that can go viral. Keywords that are trending right now. That all exists already.
Keep that in mind, G Mike and Alex. You fucks.
I'm sure they use AI for certain things, but the reality is what we learned by doing this is that AI doesn't actually understand the audience's perspective, and it will probably one day. They don't really understand what's funny about us. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's not exactly a perfect thing. It doesn't really give them better clips than if they were just to go and. But my assumption is now you can. Just
what's funny about Luis J. Gomez? Can't compute. Can't compute. Can't compute. You know, we were talking about a. Go, David.
Because I can split the atom, but I can't do that.
Cannot compute, Fritz. We talk about burning CDs. That's such a funny. Also, why I had to learn burning CDs pretty quick was when I was driving up to New York with Keith Robinson and Kevin. It was so funny. Like you had
make me a mixtape, young fella.
No, it was worse. Like Keith was making CDs out the ass, and the battle was like it was. We were going to listen to Keith stuff, or I had to show up with a burned CD of something that was like middle range, like rap. That they wouldn't complain about, you know what I mean? But maybe wouldn't pick.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, because if not, like, Keith will bring up straight, like, this is old gospel, Mahalia Jackson. Sometimes you'd have 2 hours of Mahalia Jackson or the OJs and shit like that. Now, by the way, I liked many of those things, but it is like when you're like, you're locked into it, and on a 2-hour drive, there might be two songs where you're like, I would listen to that again. But the rest of it is just Mahalia Jackson. Put on Mahalia Jackson music, G Mike. It's just like, it sounds like that. Huh?
I don't know who Mahalia Jackson is.
Oh, boy.
Me neither. Funny name, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's exactly what you picture Mahalia Jackson sounds and looks like, I bet. Super dark, wearing one of those hats that has like a veil on it, kind of. Fat, singing with her hand in the air. Long intro, I guess.
Maybe cut ahead a little bit.
Summertime.
I don't hate it.
I know this song.
Well, this is summertime. This is not. Go to her gospel live. That's a song.
Yeah, that's a famous song too.
Yeah, that's not her song. As I'm saying, she's just doing it.
I want to dedicate. Walk with me.
Yeah, this.
Jesus.
You got to have this in the background while Keith does.
Your premises are good, but you got no punchlines, young fella.
Yeah. No, it's even funny. Like tapping on a fucking steering wheel. Oh, like, oh, that's classic Mahalia. Oh, Lou Rawls. Used to play Lou Rawls. So funny.
What's it called? I don't know if I want to. Well, there's a few things we have to talk about. We planned some stuff for the show before you got on, Jay. Well, number one, I'm officially under contract for this house.
Nice.
They accepted it. Attorney review
not
is over.
Not the one whose address he gave out to everyone, which he almost bought.
They're letting you do an inspection?
Yeah, it's limited, though.
Nice. Still.
Limited inspection, really? What does that mean? What's it limited to?
Meaning that it's like structural.
Are you using the same real estate guy I used that you put
no.
me on to?
No.
Okay, good. Good.
No, no,
good.
No. Yeah, you didn't want to give him any more business.
Wait, so what does that mean? You can look at the structural stuff? So you can look at the foundation,
structural,
at the
environmental,
chimney, at the,
like, so essentially, if there's like anything really structurally wrong or environmentally wrong, they have to fix it before you can get out of contract. But like little things like if there's an issue with the pool. Right. Like there's an issue with I can't get out of contract for that.
Septic?
So
there's a septic tank.
No.
Nice.
So here's what's funny, though. This is my third attorney review for a home. Right. The first one got taken away from me during attorney review. The second one, I just found this house while I was already in attorney review. So I was like, oh, this is a better fucking fit for me than the other one. So I scratched that one, and now, I got this offer through, which is good. But I'm going online figuring out how to make my offer more attractive. And what they said was, they were like, you could write a letter.
In a dick pic?
Well, you could write a letter to explain who you are and give a person to your offer, as opposed to it just being especially if you don't meet the owner. So
I'm Lewis. I'm here to fuck shit up.
So I wrote a letter, but here's the funniest part of all it is. After I got the contract, I saw it's just some company, whatever construction LLC. It's like a company that buys, renews houses and then just sells them. There's no person that gives a shit at all. And I wrote the most cheese dick letter, and I wanted to read you the letter.
Okay.
Or should I send you the letter and you read the letter, Jay?
Sure.
All that's better, right?
Sure.
All right, hold on. Let me get the letter.
Did you write? Sorry. Did you write this? The owners of this house a poem?
Oh, it's such a cheese. It's such a cheese dick letter. Hold on. Here, I'm sending it right now to Skanks.
Now that I'm feeling so cold and alone, I'm wondering if you would sell me your home.
After so many years, you're so much to say. I'd love to live on Smith Street, number 63.
I know that I'm fat and sometimes I'm boring, but with all this space, no one will hear snoring.
I can buy you your plugs in a bag of Doritos. We can talk about. Hold on, I can't improv anymore.
I got it. How about this? We can go and get a bag of Doritos. Will you please get my mail when I take this chick to Puerto Rico?
There, don't read my hometown at the end, because I wrote my hometown at the end.
Got you.
And don't read the address, obviously.
My name is Luis J. Gomez. My address is... No, by the way, you just said Luis Gomez. You left.
I know, because I don't want them to Google me.
Ah.
Ooh. You think they can't find you without that, Jay?
Well, I'm just saying, Luis J. Gomez is such a specific name that, God forbid somebody behind the scenes, knows who I am and hates my fucking guts.
Sure.
And, that's the reason. There was no downside.
Very likely. It's very likely.
Very likely, especially if they've heard my comedy.
You stop it, dude. This is your big weekend. I'm so excited for you.
Thanks, man.
Hell yeah. Big weekend for Louis J.
Dear homeowner, my name is Luis Gomez, and I'm writing to you with genuine excitement and admiration for your home.
I already hate it so much. Why put the word genuine in there? You just have to let him know I'm not lying.
We do write like we talk. That's almost the problem. The moment we walked through the property, we knew this was the one. It's everything we've been searching for and more. This home would be for myself, my 12-year-old son, my longtime girlfriend. We currently live in a place.
You guys have been together for a couple months. You broke up for like a year.
They don't need to know this. Wait.
We live in where you live now and are deeply rooted in the community. In fact, staying close to family is one of the most important reasons for our move. My sister.
You see, my son lives with his bitch mother.
My sister, great aunt, niece, and even my son's mother. Man, that is all over the place.
I'm going to need a real badass house to make her current boyfriend jealous.
Yeah, even my son's mother. She's dating a big, crazy black. My son's mother all live nearby, and we couldn't imagine raising James anywhere else. As we toured your home, we could already picture ourselves living there. James running around the yard. James running around the yard. Jenna making Sunday morning pancakes in the kitchen. And me finally feeling like we found a place that isn't just a house, but a home in italics.
Oh, God, Lewis. I hate
Jenna
you.
Has never even you. Said the word pancake.
Also won't eat pancakes.
Lewis is going to make himself pancakes and then run around in the yard with his pancakes that he made. There's no one else involved in this.
Pancakes! Pancakes!
Yeah. Dude, crazy. I'm shooting pancakes with a gun in my backyard. It's my property. Woof. From the layout to the character of the property, everything about this address feels like it was meant for us. We understand how special a home
is. I swear to God, Jay, just already, before you finish, if I was selling my house and I got this letter, I would turn to my wife and go, "Are there any other offers?"
Really,
I don't want to sell to this jerk.
I would go. I want to meet this guy because he's a serial killer, or he's either a great guy or a serial killer.
Hey, guys, I want to meet this liar.
Hey, get this psycho over here so I can look him in the face in case he kills. We understand how special a home can be, how many memories are created within those walls. If given the opportunity, we would treat this address with the same care and love that it clearly has received over the years.
It's a corporation. They literally just built a brand new house on a foundation. There's been no love or anything shown to this place.
Really?
Yep.
So funny. We're not just looking to buy a house. We're looking to create a future.
This is great.
Thank you for considering our offer and for the opportunity to continue the story of this beautiful home. We hope it can be a place where we build lifelong memories of our own.
Literally, I can't believe you still got it.
The secretary just shredded that.
Yeah. It's a good letter for what it, I mean, it's so... It's surface as hell, but it's what the world wants. You know what I mean? People want people who say the N-word to come out and go, "I can't believe I said that. I've never said it before in my life." Like, they want you to lie like that. So it's like,
well, that was
my
first draft. It was just me writing the N-word over and over and over.
Yeah. All right, now we'll work backwards from here. First of all, let's clean up those N-words, huh? That's what you actually wrote to
my motto. That's my motto for my neighborhood.
I want to clean out these N-words.
Clean up the N-words. Then we got a neighborhood.
Lewis, you can't have neighborhood without N.
There's a book that's maybe it's a joke, but maybe it's real. I don't know. But it's like, it's a whole book, and it just says, and on the title of the book, it says the N-word written over and over again 6,000 times or something. And it's just a book with the N-word.
6,000 times?
Maybe. I don't know. See if that's real, G-Mike. See if you can pull that book up. If that's a real book, we should give it away on Story Wars. Also, do you know the kid who... You know the kid who, like... the famous video, it's like in the 70s or 80s, where the guy molests his son, and then the guy is, like, waiting by the phone booth, pulls out a gun, and shoots him in the head?
Shoots him, yeah. I know the video you're talking about.
Hold on one second. 100 pages of just the N-word. Guys, order it immediately.
You know what? 3.5 stars, not a bad rating.
Wait, it says it's the word nice.
Did they do that on purpose? It's 3/5 stars.
That's hilarious. Good catch, Alex.
That is great, Alex.
Nice.
Alex, you want another week on this show?
I don't think it's going to be. It's the
is
word
it nice,
night.
Really?
No, it's the word. I mean, that's what it says in the description there.
Oh, wow. That's hilarious.
So it's just a joke for that, like the book's called that.
And I really wanted to fucking have the N-word over and over again, but that's still also pretty funny in its own way.
Did you?
Ralph actually ordered that book, the one that's like
he huge, says, penis. Huge penis. That's who it was. Yeah. I was literally just going to go, did Lewis have that? I couldn't remember who used to have that on their
That's a very Ralph thing.
It's a Ralph joke. Ralph, and they come right. in and he goes, huh? Huh?
So the other thing I wanted to bring up is Alex and Dylan are having a tiff. And Jay, I know you're mad at Dylan right now for his shoddy setup.
I'm mad at Dylan?
Yeah, he fucked you over on your whole podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome studio before that didn't work?
He screwed you, bro. And after all you've done for young Dylan.
I really crammed it up my shitter. No, it'll be fine.
He gave you a car with no keys. But Alex and Dylan got into an argument, and Alex has brought this argument to a few.
Can I ask you, Lewis? Can I just ask you before going into this? What exactly, because I don't know anything about Gas Digital, what is Alex's role versus Dylan's role at Gas Digital? Alex is above him, right?
But not really.
Different departments, really, right?
So Alex, here's the reality. Alex is like irreplaceable and, you know, does an incredible job. And we have a lot of loyalty towards Alex, but they don't work. Like, they're not like one is not technically higher than the other. Alex makes a lot more money. Alex does. Yes, she does. Dylan does part-time social media work. So like Instagram and YouTube and various things. A lot of people are giving Serafina and Josh credit for all of the Gas Digital great clips that have been coming out. That's actually Gay Blind Mike who's been doing those clips and fucking killing it, doing a great job with all those classic clips. But Dylan works with Gay Blind Mike on social media stuff. You know, he has a bunch of stuff that's gone viral and was like, hey, dude, let me just try to come in.
He's doing my.
You hear that, Josh and Serafina? You're losing to a blind guy.
I think Dylan's taken over all my social media.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, no, Dylan knows what he's doing to a certain degree, and he's done a great job. He's been back with the company for a few months. He came to me and pitched me, being like, hey, dude, I think I could add value. I don't need much money. It was like, just give me money on the back end, kick me back if I can start monetizing certain things. And that's what we did. So Dylan has a different job than Alex. Hierarchy, technically, if you had to say there's a hierarchy, Alex would be like above in the pecking order, but they're different departments. It wouldn't. Alex has no authority over Dylan. Maybe that's the best way to put it.
Okay.
Damn, that was such a long journey.
No, that was actually good. Good.
No, it was a fantastic answer, but the same thing would have been said with like, is Alex higher up than Dylan? No.
Well, we're doing a podcast where we have to fill time, so I figured I just
well get
I
to the tiff.
Worry way.
I don't have all night. Get to the goddamn tiff. There's a story after that.
There is. I know. We're getting to it. So,
Alex,
please come on. Explain what happened because I don't remember. So Dylan posted a clip.
Right. So
You can tell. You can tell though.
All right.
Well, let me just say that Jay. Interestingly enough, Jay randomly just happened to tell this story on Legion of Skanks, the studio episode. Have we not put that one out yet?
I don't think it's random. I think that it's a smart move on Dylan's part. I see what he's trying to do when a story comes up on a podcast of something that happened years ago. Releasing the clip that week, since people have just recently heard about that moment, makes sense, right?
Yep.
However, the clip that Dylan decided to post to the general Gas Digital channel, which is gaining a big following for sure, was specifically the SDR clip of my husband blowing water up of a porn star's asshole.
Classic.
The whole thing's blurred, obviously. It's like he didn't ask us for permission to post this particular clip, right?
Now, let me just say, can I play, like, I'll play devil's advocate throughout the story because I want you to give your perspective here, but I do want to sort of fill in just a little bit of knowledge here. Dylan has never been told that he needs to ask your permission or anybody else's permission to post any clip from any of the archives. Simply, his job is to post clips that people are going to talk about and find funny. To be fair to Dylan, I have to say that. It's not like I'm like, oh, if you post a clip of somebody. Now, I have told them both, Dylan and G. Mike, or Gabe and Mike, I was like, don't post stuff that makes our friends look bad. Yeah, don't do.
If it seems sensitive also, you know, maybe run it up the ladder a bit.
Yeah, if it's right. Like don't post something that's going to get somebody
in trouble. I get your
personal shit.
Well, I'd say that it's look. This is what I said to Alex when she told me about it. I go, look, it's a little bit of a gray area. Like technically, Dylan doesn't need to ask permission for that. It's not the most uncommon sense thing that if you have a video of a guy doing something kind of sexual with a porn star, he later went on to get married and have kids. Maybe that would be something you ask, but it's not necessarily the onus is on him to ask.
Yeah.
So that's where I was at that point.
I would probably ask.
I would have definitely thought to ask, but you know, Dylan's a kid, he probably just didn't think. I don't think it was done with any malice.
So by the way, for this,
malice at all.
Let me just say, first of all, I'll give away my answer. I'm on team Alex of this, but that's where I am at this point in the story. At this point in the story, I go, Dylan's a little young. He's not like a guy, like an older guy.
Oh, does it go haywire? Does this go haywire?
Oh, the text conversation between Dylan and Alex is a little wild.
It was pretty haywire.
So, and I'll say, even before you give more context, I'll let you know my perspective on this, Jay. I think that Alex was a little harsh, and I think Dylan handled the situation correctly with his response. So this is where so Dave is on Team Alex completely. I'm looking at it as the boss in this situation at Gas Digital. I'm going like, well, yeah, I mean that you know. So read the text before I give sort of more.
Sure. And I agree with you that I did become harsh, but, you know, I wanted answers. I felt that it was a rude thing to do. Dylan is a friend of mine. He knows that we're recently married. He knows that we have a 2-year-old daughter. It just seemed like
let me just say as well, playing devil's advocate, it's a clip that's out there. It's public. It's on Gas Digital. I understand you being like, oh, well, that's not exactly a complete platform that's out there like that, but I would assume you guys would not have a problem with that clip being out.
Selling tickets to anything. Like having this video on the internet get a lot of attention, it doesn't do anything for me and Mike. It makes me look like an asshole a little bit.
It's a foggy line. You're projecting that onto like what people are going to think of you. That's not the case.
I don't think the intent was for you to look like an asshole. I don't think you weren't even slightly considered in the thing. And maybe that's your problem.
Well, yeah, that is sort of my problem. And by the way, it's not the clip itself. I was there in the moment cheering Mike on as his friend. Like, I know that all this
happened. I jerked off to that.
I don't mind seeing it. It's just
me and Dave 69 to Lewis jerking off to you in the room cheering on Mike blowing thing up that girl's ass.
I just feel like putting
and the cow jumped over the moon
in front of the fans while we now have a kid together is a little disrespectful to me. That's how I felt. So I
get Alex. I think most chicks would feel that way in the situation.
I don't think it's an unreasonable thing. But
it's all also, it's a gray area. Look, it's all a gray area. We do listen. I could certainly say there was a lot of shit I did on this show before I had kids that I just won't do anymore now because it's like I don't know. I got kids out there; they might see this at some point. I'm more conscious. I'm also just older. I'm just in a different place in my life now. That being said, if somebody at Gas Digital were to put something out that I'm like, I don't really want that going out as a clip, I would not hesitate to you know be like, hey, take that down. And I think I might feel a little bit the way you did. Like, you didn't think to ask me about this. That being said, I don't think there's something that Dylan did that's so fucked up there. I just look at that as like, he's a little bit younger. He was trying to put something out that would get clips. Maybe he should have thought of that. But you have every right to go, hey, did you take that down?
I think it was no malice behind it. I think
and this is exactly the point. So when you see Alex's, what I would consider a large overreaction to...
Well, let's see. Don't poison the well. Let's go through it.
Okay, so I call Mike to tell him that this kind of annoyed me, and I'm assuming he got to Dylan first, because when I text Dylan to say, did you post that SDR clip, he responds immediately within a minute, it's down. So I guess Mike had told him to take it down, it was down already. And I said, okay, but did you cut and post it?
Now, let me just say here, I love you. If I had a gun and had to kill one of you, I'd shoot Dylan right in his fucking 22-year-old head. He's 26 now, whatever. 26, but I'd shoot right between his fucking eyes and not even think about it. But I will say, that's just an unnecessary, the dialogue right there is kind of unnecessary. Like, you don't need to know technically if he posted.
Yeah, let me tell you something, Alex. Alex, I'm going to defend you better than you defend yourself on this. Let me take over for a second.
Jay, you're the deciding factor of who's right, Dylan or Alex. Whoever loses this has to be punished. Wheel of punishment, that's what I say.
Here's the difference. Let me tell you something. I love Dylan. I've always really – I like Dylan. I don't know love him Dylan. Super well.
Love?
I mean, okay, I'm using the word loosely. But I like Dylan a lot.
I tolerate Dylan.
Oh, I love Dylan. I mean, I think he's been all over the road with me. So, listen, but I mean, by the way, I've also watched him be a cunt. He could be a cunt for sure.
Listen, when Lewis says I'd shoot Dylan in the face impartial. If there was a choice between the two of you, I guess to me, part of it is that part of my – and this is why I asked this to begin with. I look at Alex as so far higher up the food chain at Gas Digital. Well, like, Dylan literally one of our – But I'm just saying, forget for me. I'm saying the entity of Gas Digital. Legion of Skanks is the franchise player of Gas Digital. It is by far the whole center of the entire network and has been the entire time.
Alex shots fired. No need for apologies. Maddie's Madhouse.
That's, listen, Alex is the head producer at our show. I'd be going nuts. She's been at the company for years. I think that when Alex sends this is why I think actually Dylan, to me, the response being it's down is very short and kind of not like I would have expected right there that Dylan's response would be like, yeah, sorry about that. Didn't realize it would bother you. I took it right down. And no, I think if he had said something like that, it would have calmed the whole situation down.
Here's what sways the jury. And this is where you can't convict anything here. And it's going to go. Those words that were sent, it's down. You have to assign tone to.
Yeah. And I don't
know. Hold on. Dude, shots fired. Pam, pam, pam. Pam, pam. Dude, when I have my studio, dude.
I didn't realize this was going to be so hotly debated.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was going to sit here and take shit from Shannon, who's the MVP of Gas Digital, to you people. No, listen, I'm not, I just want to be clear, because you're confusing what I'm saying. It's not an issue of assigning tone. I'm not saying that I took that as him going, it's down, or I'm saying that's a very short, like, response, whereas if I had posted something, just tweeted something that, like, bothered Alex, and she had asked me to take it down, in my capacity, did you post that? I'd go, I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that was going to upset you. Yeah, I took it down. I wouldn't just say it's down. It's short. I'm not adding tone. I'm talking about brevity. Yeah.
Okay. Counselor.
This whole court is out of order.
Counselor, if I may. He said it was down because Harrington already spoke to him. He already said the thing. I go, okay.
Well, sure, but clearly Mike had said something like Alex.
Whoa.
Clearly Mike said something.
You're in contempt.
Alex is in contempt.
This is court. Okay, that's what's happening right now.
Suck our dicks, SDR show franchise.
So, like, the context as well is, like, for me as a business owner and somebody who does a lot of business and I collaborate with a lot of people, right? I'm much more like matter of fact about business. I'm very short with that. People have said this to me. They're like, are you mad at me? And I'm like, no, dude. I was like, I'm fucking busy. And I literally am going to use as little words as possible to communicate.
I'll have a large coffee, please.
Hearing has the context, Lewis, that I'm sorry.
You have a fucking sleeveless shirt, fucking personality and a turtleneck attitude sometimes. I'm moving and shaking, everybody.
Dylan already has the context that I'm emotional about this. So you can't just be all business when you know the person that you're dealing with is already somewhat.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we are in a professional environment, and Alex is admitting that she's emotional.
Can you acknowledge that you may
as Alex's lawyer, I'd be leaning in as Alex's lawyer, going shh, Don't see her handle this. Don't tell them you're an emotional woman. That doesn't help.
Can you acknowledge here that he just thought he was doing his job, didn't overthink it, and he got a little bit of a ration of shit from Mike, and he took it down, and then you're and he goes, it's that you might have caught him right in the moment of whatever. I'm sure he's like, okay,
getting on a subway, maybe.
But I get your point. You know, he already got the point, and like he was getting double hammered, so he maybe, you know, it's like, I'm sure if you would have approached it back, it's like, hey, that really bummed me out. Instead of like, you know, started interrogating, but everyone's always aggressive right away. But that's
Keep on going with the thing, everyone's not.
I'm never aggressive right away. This just particularly.
I think you guys are being
right because you had an emotional reaction to it. Of course,
Jay.
I understand that completely.
Jay, if you said something on a show or whatever, posted something, something that bothered me, like I was like, yo, that really bothered me that you said that or posted that, and it got back to you that I was really upset about that. And even if in your mind you were like, oh, I didn't even think that, but I could understand where they would be upset by that, so I'm going to take it down. And I went, hey, dude, did you like say that on the bonfire, or did you post that or whatever? For if you just went, it's down. That is kind of like, that's a short response.
You just assigned tone, Dave.
I did assign a little bit of tone. Jay, take the tone out. But even without the tone, if I said that to you, your response wouldn't be a little bit of like,
no,
oh,
Dave,
didn't realize
if you
that bothered you.
If that was the response, I would have assumed, if it came to me the same way, I would read it as, it's down. That's how I would read it too.
That's why I read it.
Okay, fine.
I know. I understand. That's what I'm saying. As an impartial
person,
even
short of that,
you guys are bumping heads,
sure, Jay,
and no one wanted to hurt anybody's feelings.
But Jay, even tone aside, if I was upset, sorry, I did add the tone. You called me out rightfully for that. If I said to you, hey, that thing, it had gotten back to you that this really upset me. And I go, dude, did you say that or did you post that? And then if your response was just, it's down. I would expect a little bit of like, oh, yeah, didn't realize that would bother you, buddy.
Can I also make an argument? This is fun. Can I also make an argument that saying something versus reposting something is two different things? You didn't like something somebody said versus something that happened already that made sense.
It was out there.
Post at the time. And it already exists.
All right.
Alex, keep on going with the email because it does get more aggressive.
But there's details here. You got to give the time.
Hold on.
We're
cross-examining your witness, Dave. If you could please just let her.
Objection. Objection, Your Honor.
This
is conjecture.
Is it not fair that Dylan's not here? Go do your thing.
It'll take too long to get him on.
I say, did you post that SDR clip? Immediately he responds, it's down. And immediately I respond, okay, but did you cut and post it? Then 35 minutes pass, no response from Dylan.
After he got off the subway that he was running onto.
I said, I'll take your lack of reply as a yes. And then again, another 40 minutes pass with nothing from him. No hint of an apology.
That's too long. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, that is a long time to not respond. After immediately responding to the first one with only two words, it's down. We're now an hour plus later, and there's still no response from Dylan. Dylan's kind of in the
wrong.
Your Honor,
it seems that Alex is looking for just a different two words.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, excuse me, we're not playing to the judge.
Also,
this is a jury trial. Talk to the jury, Lewis.
Again, he posted a thing that he thought he was able to post. He's caught shit from Mike, and it is coming in that you're about to start giving him shit. Really? Do you know what I mean? Like, you're coming in with our there's real tone to, did you post and do the click? You want to go, I want to know who I'm going to fucking bitch at right now more. And he's like, I already got bitched at. It's
and
like,
if I'm Dylan, I'm also
I was just doing my job.
To be,
yeah.
To be fair to Dylan, if I'm Dylan, I'm also going, Alex, I don't fucking work for you. So I don't have to actually answer you or apologize to you. And the reality is, you don't have to apologize to anybody. It's business. I don't believe in apologies.
But I like this. This is the heart of the disagreement, I think, that me and Lewis are having. And this is really the difference, is that Lewis says he'd shoot Dylan in the face for Alex. I'm not convinced he would. That's what he says he'd do. I think of Alex as the head producer of Gas Digital, as the head producer of Legion of Skanks, as being basically Gas Digital royalty. And if you've gotten Alex upset at you, you really ought to respond to her. Now, Lewis, here's the difference between me and you, right? If somebody who I felt like I don't work with ever texts me like they're mad at me for something I didn't feel, I'll just never talk to that person again and ignore the situation and move on with my life. Lewis knows that's not the right way to do business. You don't avoid that. Dylan had every opportunity to just squash the thing and be like, I understand you were upset about that. Didn't think it would bother you. I took
it down. It's means to an end, though. It's like the thing is, you want it down. It's down. It was up for a couple minutes. It's just not. Look, I'm speaking objectively. It's just not that big of a deal.
He made it very clear that hurting my feelings did not matter to him at all. And that's
once again, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we have an emotional woman. Alex, first question, were you on your period this day?
No, and I'm never hurt by anyone at work. I was just like,
but your period was coming.
Were
you pouring blood out of your cunt on this day?
No, I was post period in my happiest.
You got to stop. Mike's right. Stop saying emotional and feelings. The skank court does not respond to this nonsense. The point is that Alex, let me tell you, you're attacking this like a left winger, and I'm attacking this like a right winger. You're saying a woman was emotional, her feelings were hurt. I'm saying there is cold hierarchy involved
in this decision.
Dave
believes in hierarchy.
Some people are better than other people. And when it comes to Gas Digital, anyone who's like senior member Legion of Skanks crew, if Dylan knows that they're upset with him, Dylan should be like, oh shit, I pissed Alex off. That's not good. Let me calm that situation down. Lewis, of all people, should respect the hierarchy. If Lewis is if somebody who's higher up is pissed off about
let me tell you why Lewis is defending
Dylan. She's higher than you.
And I'll tell you why I understand. Because technically, if Dylan has to apologize, Dave, Lewis actually has to apologize.
No, I would never ask.
This has nothing to do with you right now, Alex. Lewis would also have to apologize, of course, because he gave Dylan the freedom to do what he did. Of course.
Technically, Alex, listen, Lewis is the owner of Gas Digital. Alex is the head producer of Legion of Skanks. Dylan technically is Jay's basketball coach. There's really no other job that he actually has other than getting Jay's jump shot where it needs to be. Now, all I'm just saying.
You're jumping way off track. You're jumping way off track here because your case is falling to absolute bits and pieces.
Alex has not even gone to the part where she actually really goes too far. Alex, continue.
I got to really argue this part because it's about to get rough.
Go ahead, Alex. Where are we at? Just back up just one
minute. Now it's an hour and 20 minutes later and I'm fucking pissed. I'm like kind of raging at Dylan now.
So she's
already down. It was removed immediately.
Yeah, she goes. She's like, I'm going to take your silence as a yes, you did post it. That's the last thing she said. An hour's passed.
But what she means is, I'm going to take your silence as a fuck you, you cunt. I can't wait to destroy your family.
I just can't. That's believe how you're taking Lewis, it
because you're
I'm
a chick.
Surprised that yeah, but I'm surprised that Lewis, who's also a chick, I'm surprised that he Lewis doesn't understand that. This is where I thought you would be on my side of this and on Alex's side, is that you're sitting there like while you're communicating something and just not getting a response, like you're upset about something and just no. And I've seen so many times where you just don't get a response when you're upset and it drives. And I'm sitting there. I've literally seen on the group text message where Lewis is furious about something. Me and Jay play our role and ignore it and move on with our lives. But then like Lewis will text again and be like, there's nobody answering me. And then
Dave,
I just go,
I also agree with hierarchy and I'm above Alex.
You do.
Can I have
You're
a moment?
You're not technically above Dylan. Dylan does not work for you or under you in any regard.
Sure.
And that's just
so you're going to Lewis, all of Gas Digital works for us.
Can it's I say of, something in the story here? The anger. The I want you to understand.
He's sitting here and saying, Lewis is sitting here and saying, technically, the guy sweeping the floor doesn't work for Michael Jordan. Yes, he does. You all work underneath this show.
Listen, it's displaced anger she's throwing at Dylan because the actual anger she has is that Harrington is that she allowed a guy who would do what was happening in that video to blow a load inside of her and create life. She likes to think that Mike is only the thing she knows and not that retard.
But I know that, Mike. I've always known that, Mike. I've always loved and supported that, Mike. So that argument doesn't stand.
No. I'm just saying it's sticking in your ass that it's out there like that. You're taking.
No. He stuck a straw in that porn star's ass.
We have a daughter. It's weird to be out there. I think many people would agree with that.
But so you, Alex,
you can also
you should have it pulled forever.
Yeah, you should have
a while. I don't care about it behind the paywall. People who are actually seeking it out. I just don't want to show up on everyone's feed.
Trolls are going to post it everywhere.
Yeah, this is bad. This was a bad idea if we wanted to keep this thing under wraps.
So, Alex, please continue the letter.
Also, trolls are not my friend Dylan. It's just weird for my friend.
Yeah, that's true. The one point that you've made this entire segment.
No. Listen, there's a reasonable look. I will grant there's a little bit of a gray area here, but it's a gray area.
No.
Alex at least has a reasonable claim.
Let me say
that was not a good response from Dylan.
I'm an emotional reactor, so I don't not understand Alex's thing at all. I'm just saying when the smoke clears and dust settles and everyone's going to go, well, we all have to work together and love each other and our family, Alex might be more wrong here. But let's see.
Well,
let's see.
Continue, Alex. It's been an hour. Alex is fuming. She decides, I'm coming back hard.
She had a buck 20.
If you were able to post that without thinking, maybe this makes my friend and his new wife look bad, I should consider their daughter and see how they feel before posting it, then maybe you're a complete and total piece of fucking trash. Then to ignore me rather than shooting me an apology? Scum.
Dude, this is the most metal thing Alex has ever tweeted to ignore me
instead of shooting. It's definitely metal.
To ignore me instead of shooting me an apology, .. scum, period.
Scum.
Woo! Dude, she's on fire. Lewis, you have to respect that. She Lewis'd out.
She definitely Lewis'd out.
How are you going to sit here and argue? That is the most metal thing Alex has ever done in her life. Would you say, Dylan, .. scum?
Alex, go ahead.
I'm with you, Alex.
So then Dylan responds about 20 minutes later. Alex, I'm going through some family issues and there really wasn't much thought into it.
Oh, who's the emotional woman now?
I'm dealing with some stuff right now and just put out a clip. It was up for under 20 minutes and I took it down. Didn't think we needed to have a whole conversation about it. I apologize.
Oh, that apology doesn't
count. It's literally what you're supposed to
say. Are you kidding? Are you kidding?
Weak.
After what you said at the end, he says, I apologize. Still, Alex, come on. You severely overreacted. He is sorry. And you said crazy shit.
You said crazy shit.
I really thought this was going to be a difficult to defend Dylan thing. This was simple. He handled it fantastically.
He handled it the right way.
You called him a piece of trash and then scum, and he came back and just said, I didn't
think it was that big. Alex, I'll say, I'm sorry.
It was up for a couple minutes, whatever it is. I apologize. I apologize?
I'm on your side here, Alex, still.
I apologize is weaker than I'm sorry. I don't know why.
You already called him scum and a fucking piece of trash.
I think you really didn't help yourself by using all those emotional woman defenses. But
I would have thought I would have thought Dylan may have amplified it at that point, and he did not at all. Damn.
And is that
way to go, Dylan? I thought Dylan was gonna fuck that up. I thought in my mind the part was coming where Dylan fucks this up. He did not.
G Mike says it's 50-50 right now in his
opinion. That was before the last part. G Mike, come on.
Oh, was it?
Oh, God. I thought Lewis passed out. It was so crazy.
Lewis just FaceTimed.
Lewis, it's your big weekend.
G Mike says 50-50. I mean, I get we all want to trash.
No, G Mike said 50-50 before the end of that story. Where are you at now? G Mike, are you at the computer?
I guess, honestly, this really does all come back. This all comes back to just feeling like, in the same way, I think if you were like, I don't know, if there was someone who was working at the company and they had pissed off Bisbing when he was on the network, or pissed off, you know, somebody like who's just like on a big show with the network, you'd be like, hey, just like if you piss them off, like apologize, handle it nicely. And I thought that he was short with her and then just didn't respond to her. I think he was in the wrong.
I had to beg an apology out of him. I had to draw it out.
Alex, do you not believe that he had a family issue going on? What if he like legitimately was going through some family shit? He's not paying attention to his phone. Right.
And oh, who's the emotional woman now?
Can I say, you
have a right to be emotional and you have a right to have shit with your family, but to bring it to work, like, it's not like he went, Alex, I'm dealing with shit. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? He literally.
By the way, I do happen to know he's got some shit going on. You got a little bit of shit that was going on.
Listen,
for sure.
This is nothing that can't be fixed, I don't think. But I do think it's a little bit more on Dylan to just be like, hey, look, I didn't think that would upset you. You know what I mean? Or like something. Like he had an opportunity to just kind of like smooth things over and didn't take it.
His first response was what she wanted after the first thing, and he wasn't paying attention to the thing. I mean, I don't know. That's G Mike, please.
Sorry, go ahead, Mike.
Help judge this, G Mike.
Okay, he's coming.
What the fuck is this guy?
He's here.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, he keeps G Mike. Your device keeps getting disconnected. I don't know what kind of.
Are you flying an airplane?
All right, G Mike, just put your statement in the chat.
Also, there's fans here who could sound off in the chat.
Please,
they can. I would love to hear. Let's see. Alex went ham on him, and his grandpapa probably just and his grandpapa probably just died. The clip probably made his day better. That was Brock.
Let's see. What does the chat think?
On-site Alex smacked that bitch.
People also
that's
hate
one way
Dylan
to handle it.
Yeah, people just take Alex's thing. Yeah.
I don't hate Dylan. I like Dylan.
You shouldn't attribute to malice what could easily be explained by incompetence. I agree with that.
Again, though, I don't think Alex is really attributing malice to the original thing being posted. I think issue comes more that he just didn't have a response that was like, sorry, I didn't mean to upset you. You know, sorry I wasn't thinking like that.
I do love your family. I wasn't really trying to fuck with you. Like, my bad. That's all.
Adam says, Alex definitely overreacted. If I was chewed out by someone's husband, I would be annoyed if then she called me to chew me out as well.
We don't know that Harrington chewed him out. I don't think he did. I think he said,
is Harrington there? Is Harrington at home?
He's not home. He's at work.
He's blowing water into a hooker's asshole right now.
But not on camera.
There's a chick just taking Alex aside blindly.
Let's see.
It is hilarious content.
It was a shitty clip to post, but he apologized. To be honest, I didn't even notice it was Mike. All I remember now is the straw.
No, Hemp Knight, you're wrong. Dylan's reason wasn't a cop, but there's definitely – he has some shit going on for sure.
If Alex didn't stand up for herself, she'd never get respect. Probably
that's
true.
Yeah, no, you should stick up for yourself. I just don't know if this is a stick up for yourself situation because
nobody
was bullying me.
And we respect you. It's not like you know, less. I mean, there's been, I think
you do stick up for yourself.
An old clip of any of you guys that I thought you might have a problem with that, like, well, I wouldn't
can
even
I say you, Alex, look, you, that doesn't really, so to be honest, Dylan, like you, it's your job to make us look as good as possible. It is your job to put out stuff that's going to either go viral, get eyes on the show, right? That is your job, and it's to consider your three hosts. That's why you're a good producer, and that's why you're the head producer. It's not really Dylan's job to make the producers at Gas Digital look good or look bad. That's not even a consideration that's coming into his mind. And I've never had the conversation with him. Now, I could have a conversation with him. You know, like, hey, dude, like, that's going to, like, there was, I don't want to say who it was, but, like, they posted a clip of somebody, like, it was, like, a really fucking weird thing that they posted. And I was like, guys, I was like, that just makes a guest that volunteers their time for our show look bad. Why would you ever fucking do that? Harrington didn't really even look bad in that clip. It was funny. It was a thing that we've talked about. There's never been an expression like, oh, that bothers me. Alex, you've never said like, oh, that bothers me. We talked about it on the show and it was never bothered. So
talking about it doesn't bother me. Just like having it come up in people's feeds while they're scrolling at dinner time is just different than like it being podcast content. Do you know what I mean?
Of course, but it's personal to you. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like it's always the good for the goose, good for the gander thing. You know what I mean? You got to take it as you give it. There's plenty of things I've done, said, we've said or whatever on the show that I'd be like, I'd be fine if that never got saw again. But if it's the funniest fucking thing that happened in the you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
but listen, if it's
the funniest moment of the SDR show,
we've been doing
it might be the funniest moment of the entire SDR show ever.
Yeah, we've been doing the show for 14 years, and I can count on one hand the amount of times that
we had a good show.
No, I can count on one hand the amount of times that any of us asked for something to be deleted, like because we said something that, like, and it's not even like it's never been like, oh, that's offensive, that can get us in trouble. Maybe we say a name that we shouldn't have said, or like just give them too much context for something. You know what I'm saying? But we're so typically we don't really do that, and if it's never been expressed that that's a problem with you, you're the only person in the world. There's one person in the entire world who has a problem with that clip being out. I would understand why somebody would not, they wouldn't even assume that you would have a problem with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think Dylan's perspective on this was, and he said it, he's like, I had no idea it would be a problem. I wasn't overthinking it at all.
Lewis, I think you're arguing that.
I apologize.
I sentence you to letting Dylan blow water up your asshole with a straw.
Skank civil court rules.
It's not bad.
Skank civil court. But you guys should make up. And Alex, on this one, you might need to reach the hand out. But if he's a cunt upon that, then fuck him.
What was there anything else said, Alex? Or no, that was the end of it.
Nothing else was said after that. And I asked you guys what you felt because I'm wondering, like,
I think to that, I think
or not, kind of.
I think you should take it the opposite of how you're just emotionally taking it and write back, I appreciate the apology. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I bet he'd write back, no problem. You know,
and then you're right again because you made, instead of just being right, this is what I tell women, this is such a woman thing. You're already right. Don't make yourself wrong by being emotional and saying crazy shit. You're already right.
So no, but Lewis, don't give women that advice. That's our only lifeline. Is that even when they're right, they make themselves wrong?
On one finger.
I can give you good dude advice right now here. High road it hard and be like, if you go, thank you for the apology. He goes, I'm sorry. I said those things. I was angry. And I'm telling you, it's immediately, you guys, it's like you've never missed a beat because everyone there, it goes back to fucking net zero because that's exactly what happened there. You were angry and you wanted to apologize.
Alex, thank you for the apology.
I don't know about offering an apology back.
Let me say this. Alex, because you are technically higher up in the pecking order, at the very least, like your value to Legion of Skanks and Story Wars, the head producer of the two biggest shows on the network, right? Your value there is really valuable, right? We it'd be very hard to replace you, right? But because you're in that position, I expect you to be less emotional and more just thoughtful and professional and come with the facts. Because if you would have said, hey, like, Dylan, moving forward, if there's anything involving like my husband or myself, just consider us because we have a kid now. And, you know, like I just was a little bothered by it. If you would have approached it that way, you would have just been 100% right. And you would have had every right to say, hey, like, you know, at least have a conversation with me. And I think you would have still gotten the same response out of Dylan, probably at the same time period, because it sounds like he was going through some shit.
All right. You know what? I can accept this. I think you guys are, I mean, I've cooled off from this, obviously.
And I also said, I want to reiterate, I understand you being emotional. I get it. I don't not get the emotional reaction to it. But I just don't think it was.
I think we can... that emotional of a reaction toward Dylan, honestly.
I don't think you did. I think it was.
No, look, I think you had a reaction toward the video.
It was the way he responded that really made the thing.
No, she was already pissed off.
But whether you think it's right or wrong. No. I know she was, but it was the response that got her to say the thing she said. I think we'll split the difference here. Shoot him a text message. Be like, thank you for the apology. You fuck up one more time like that, it's your fucking life, faggot. And then we move.
And then gun emojis. I agree with that.
Throw some guns in there.
I agree about that.
Let me just say as well, in Dylan's defense, because I do deal with Dylan and I have given him shit. Let me see. Because I always sent it to Dylan and Gabe and Mike at the same time. Give me a second. Let me see if I can find a text between both of them. Because he's specifically said that before, because I've hit them up being like, hey, take that down. You pissed somebody off or whatever it is. And typically Dylan's response to me is just, it's down. Like it's very matter of fact. It's very business. It's just like, you know, I'm not, and I, you know, it is what it is.
Like saying taken care of.
Yeah, it's just taken care of. Oh, here we go. Gabe Lane, Mike and Dylan. Let's see. Stop putting out Sabu clips. They were putting out Sabu clips after he died too much. It was almost exploitive. It made me So I wrote to them, stop putting out Sabu clips. We've had enough. He died. Stop trying to use his death to get more views. Because that was fucking annoying to me. Dylan,
what
got
a virtue signal. Read that.
Dylan, got it. Gabe Lane, Mike, copy that. I don't need any fucking
apology. But that's a different, it's just a different situation. I get, that's exactly what you want. Yeah, that's exactly what you want to hear in that situation. It's a little different when Alex is going like, hey, did you actually do this like a thing my husband did years ago, like that it bothered me? I would just expect in that moment to go a little just something like, oh, didn't realize it would bother you, took it down. I don't know. I don't think that's too much.
If you texted me, did you post that? And I would say, it was me. I'm really sorry. I didn't realize it was going to bother you. And that's the text you would get in response.
I know, but the first time he got back, the first and only thing he got back was an apology.
Sure.
I mean, like,
I don't know if we have much else to talk about, but let's do plugs real quick because we got to wrap
it up. Plugs and we'll get out of here. Yeah. You got a fucking big weekend, my man. Good job, Alex.
Everyone, and Alex, I do love you. I don't think you're. I'm just saying, if I had to, you know, be fair about this.
I came to you guys because I genuinely wanted your opinions on it. So,
well, we appreciate that. And keep in mind that I'm the only one who had your back.
But Dave lost.
I'll always remember that.
I did lose. We did lose together, but I had your back.
I'll go real quick. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. I'm all over the place. New Brunswick, New Jersey coming up. That's going to be very fun. The Stress Factory. Excited about that. If you're listening to this live, you got one more night in Charlotte, North Carolina. John Carden, Josie Marcelino there with me, and Dylan. You better fucking apologize.
Whoa. Turncoat. Wow. Guys, I'll be out here. I'm out here in Denver with Alex opening up for me. Jay's got Dylan.
Free Dylan. That's when people yell at Free Dylan. If you listen to this and you come to the show Saturday, yell at Free Dylan when Dylan's on stage. Free Dylan. Listen to the Bonfire. I got some fun news coming up with the double album vinyl release of Them They is coming out pretty soon. We're also releasing, I believe we're calling it Them They Pre-Op, all four shows unedited in their entirety, all four shows from the two nights put out. So there's a bunch of extra, I mean, probably a couple hours of extra stuff in there. So look for that. Coming soon. And of course, America's favorite new game show, Story Wars, comedy game show, Story Wars, right here on Gas Digital, and coming to Los Angeles soon. Three shows on sale right now. We will add if we fill those things up.
Come see me live on the road. The Bring Five Friends tour coming to a city near you. My special's already sold out tomorrow, so thank you guys for coming out to that. But we have Story Wars coming up at the Comedy Store August 4th and 5th. Magoobie's Joke House, Simonia, Maryland on August 8th and 9th. I moved Kansas City till I think October or September, guys. Maybe October. Oh, shit. It might be January. Me and Jay have something going on that weekend that we aren't able to announce just yet, but we're going to be doing something really cool that weekend, the August 15th, 16th, 17th weekend. August 21st, Comedy Connection, Providence, Rhode Island, Empire Comedy Club, Portland, Maine, September 11th through 13th. Key West, Governors, and Long Island, Comedy Vault, Batavia, Illinois, and a lot more. Go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab those tickets for all those shows. Check out all my other podcasts, The Regs, Story Wars, obviously. Pre-order my book right now. I have 10 days to completely finish the book, so I'm fucking working very hard on it right now. But you guys can pre-order it. It ships December 2nd. And if you guys are, if you're a dude and you're over 30 and you guys are worried about your testosterone and overall just thinking more clearly, go buy my coffee, Body Brain Coffee, which has a bunch of great adaptogens and nootropics blended into it, and it's a really flavorful, delicious coffee. You guys can buy it at bodybringcoffee.com.
With Tomcat Ali, which is my favorite Van Damme villain, the guy who fought in Bloodsport, or in Kickboxer.
Yep. He won.
Dave?
I am out right now in Denver, where I will be in the very spot where both Them and They were filmed.
this weekend. There's still some tickets for the late shows on Friday and Saturday night, so help me fill those up. And then my next stop is Hilarities out in Cleveland, Ohio, which I love that club. Very excited to be back there. And then Comedy Mothership in Austin, Texas. There are, last I checked, there are still some tickets for the Sunday night show. So grab those if you want to come out.
Dave.
And then another... Yeah, we're filling up shows here, bro. Then I'm at another one of my favorite runs, the Tacoma and Spokane comedy clubs. Both great rooms. Then I'll be out in Las Vegas at Wise Guys, Detroit House of Comedy, and then Tampa Side Splitters, where Lewis is filming his special this weekend. And I will just say at the end here, man, I speak for Jay as well. We're both very proud of you, Lewis. I'll say I've seen a decent chunk of the material in this new hour, and I think this is going to be between the material that you, the hour you've been working on, and this production company you're working with, I think there's going to be by far your best special you've put out. I'm very excited for you. I wish I could be there with you, brother. And
you're coming in the day after. You're coming to Tampa on Sunday for a debate, which is hilarious.
It did. I couldn't go because I have shows. I have shows in Detroit the whole week. And it is a funny thing that I got offered.
Oh, boy. This Sunday. Is so comfortable.
You get offered a Sunday thing in Tampa, and it really – it just feels like a dick move. But I am coming in right afterwards.
You can't do anything about it, but it just feels like you're being a fuck.
They gave me a really good offer, so I'm going to come in.
Shit.
Sorry. Lewis's offer was be a friend, and their offer was a lot of money. So I went with them. No, I just – couldn't because I have the shows tonight that night anyway. But we're really, really proud of you, brother, and I can't wait to see the special. And Skanks, make sure to rally around this and go fucking share. Don't just like watch Lewis's special when it comes out. And same for Jay's special or my specials. Don't just watch them, like share them, like them, comment on them. Help us blow these things up.
Because don't just watch them, fuck them. Fuck our specials when they come out. So excited, dude. I know I'm going to talk to you a bunch this weekend, but fucking kick ass, man.
Good time, guys. New house, new special, new book. Got a lot of fun stuff happening.
Same old anger management problems.
Same old issue with authority or any kind of pushback. We'll catch you guys next time from our live show. Until then, everybody, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else be fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
If you're trying to watch a retard draw a swastika, it's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
That's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.